You know, I guess the biggest, maybe not the biggest, but certainly one of the more important measurements on whether something's successful or not is how many people want it. There's a huge line for EITC and for options for kids and parents to be able to figure out where is to best educate their children. We've seen this year, maybe more than every other year, dealing with the pandemic of some schools that did it fairly well and some schools that struggled. And unfortunately, based on either your zip code or your ability to pay, you were stuck in the schools maybe that struggled. This bill would build upon something that's already been successful. Bipartisan. The EITC has had a bipartisan support for years as we've grown it over the years. It is the largest tax credit because it is popular and because it is bipartisan. And we're giving kids opportunities to go to schools that they feel are best for them. You know, one thing I think we've seen in education more than anything else is empowering parents, family members, is the most important thing we can do for a child's education. To make sure that the parents are involved, to make sure that they have the ability to select the education that's best for their children. My children go to public school. They do very well in public school. I'm very happy with our public school. But not every children's my children. And then every child has different needs and different desires and different abilities to learn. Some people do well learning remotely, and that's why the cyber schools have gotten very popular. Some don't do well learning remotely, and that's why they need a traditional school district or some sort of other charter to be able to educate them the best possible for that student. So the fact that, again, is what we're providing here is the ability for parents to choose. What is the best option for their child so their child can get the best education possible, which is our biggest responsibility, is to make sure that every child has the opportunity to succeed at the basic ed level so that they then can go on to whatever endeavor after that, whether it's further education, whether it's into the workforce, that they are best prepared. And you shouldn't be determined by your zip code or your ability to pay to be able to get that best education possible for your child. And so this builds upon success. Again, I think that's the best measurement. There's a lot of people show up for the EITC program. And so we're very excited about building upon that, making the statement that after this very, very difficult year, we are going to empower parents and family members and guardians to have more options, more decision making, and how to best educate their child. And I think that's a extreme positive. We did this, you know, a similar bill as far as empowering parents earlier unanimously in the Senate. Bill that I authored dealing with whether children should be held back or not. We said that should be a parent's decision. It should be a guardian's decision, not a school district decision. And that passed out of the Senate unanimously because we were concerned about the educational loss that we have lived through over the last year. This is a similar thing. Again, you know, education is a very personal thing. And everyone has different avenues and different needs. And I think this bill goes a long, long way in putting that decision-making in the right hands, the hands of parents and family members and guardians who know their children best. So I'm a strong supporter. I thank you, Mr. Chairman, for your hard work on this bill. You know, this isn't something that we rolled out in February. The chairman of this committee has taken a long time, held hearings on it, given a lot of consideration, a lot of changes. So it just goes with the thoughtfulness that was put in to this process. And so I thank the chairman for leading this cause. This is a great day for Pennsylvania, and I'd encourage an affirmative vote.